intercepted, and here come the Showboats out across the 25-yard line. Love was 4 for 4 on the drive before he threw one right into the chest of Anthony Butler, and everything changed. Here's Love, lost the football, had it just knocked out of his hands. It's McCulloch who picks it up. This ball's live, and McCulloch will score.
Out of the backfield, Thompson bouncing off tacklers. Down the sideline, a stiff arm, stays in bounds all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. Little sidearm pass by Bahar out to Kiki. And Kiki Chisholm down the sideline, still going, stays in bounds. Philadelphia missed him, and he goes to the house.
Third and goal. Magoo dancing. Magoo still looking for someone to throw it to the end zone, open for the touchdown, Davion Davis. Deion Kane with a good return for Birmingham. Kane zigzagging across the field and now can turn on the speed. Kane takes it to the house for the touchdown. What an answer for the champs.
Just before he was drilled, perfect pass deep inside of New Orleans territory. Cam Eccles-Loomer will score. An extra offensive lineman. Wes Hills, right side, tries to turn that corner, finds it. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Welcome to Generally Speaking, the New Jersey Generals pregame show for a week 5. Can you believe it? It's already the midway point of the USFL season. I'm your host, Angelo Fioris, on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. Welcome to the show. The Generals take on the Philadelphia Stars tomorrow at noon in Detroit. The game can be seen on NBC. Before we get you ready for that, let's take a look at the action from last week's games. You just heard the highlights, and let's begin with the resurgent Houston Gamblers absolutely decimating the Philadelphia Stars. Kenji Bahar making excellent decisions, only turning the ball over once compared to the first 2-3 weeks of the season where he was turning the ball over much more often. The Stars, on the other hand, the Generals' opponent for this week, just cannot seem to protect the quarterback. Their offensive line is in shambles. Kukis is, like I've been saying all year, running for his life, and the running attack can't get things going. So the final score, 41-16, the Stars only able to muster a single touchdown on offense each of the last 3 weeks, while the Gamblers have been scoring 31, 31, and now 41 in their last 3 games, 2 of them wins and 1 of them a loss. They're now 2-2, Stars at 1-3. Another team surprising everybody on Saturday was the Memphis Showboats, who traveled to Michigan to take on the Michigan Panthers, and they came away with a 29-10 win. The defense came up big with a pick six and another interception. Josh Love, again, not able to get the job done. We saw some Carson Strong. The running game was bottled up by the Showboats defense, and Cole Kelly, the quarterback for the Showboats, running in for 2 touchdowns. He very well may have solidified his grip on the QB position for the Showboats. We'll see if they can emerge out of their 1-3 hole. The Birmingham Stallions, in a thriller on Sunday night in Canton, defeat the Pittsburgh Maulers 24-20. The Maulers gave it their all and hung in there. They even had a lead late until they kicked off. And Deion Kane, you just heard the highlight. He did his thing, returning that kickoff all the way for a touchdown to seal the win for the defending champs. And finally, you heard the highlights. The New Jersey Generals falling to the New Orleans Breakers 20-17 in a hard-fought game, maybe the game of the week last week. Despite the loss, you come out of it feeling like perhaps the Generals are the most balanced team in the North Division. The Breakers, on the other hand, have firmly established that they are the team to beat in the league, sitting at 4-0, McLeod, Bethel Thompson, Wes Hills, and that New Orleans defense shutting down New Jersey. The Generals hit the road to take on the Philadelphia Stars in Detroit tomorrow, the Generals' second visit to Ford Field this year, having beaten the Michigan Panthers a couple of weeks ago. The Stars, of course, eliminated the Generals a year ago in the USFL playoffs in a 19-14 win in favor of Philadelphia, a game that the Generals have not forgotten. perhaps they may be taking a bit of a chip on their shoulder into this game. But it seems like this team, the New Jersey Generals, is more caught up in what's going on today, more so than what had happened last year. And what's going on today is that the Philadelphia Stars are not the same team that they were a year ago. They have not yet been able to run the ball. They have not been able to establish any kind of passing game simply because their offensive line has been racked by injuries. They're down the second stringers at two to maybe three positions this week, and they have yet to been able to score more than one touchdown in each of the last 3 weeks. For a team that gives up a lot of points, even last year on their road to the championship, the Stars were not exactly shutting teams down. And the result of this has been exactly what we saw over the course of the last 2 weeks. The Stars losing to the Showboats, who were winless at 0-3, 41-16. And again, losing a week before to the Gamblers, who were winless at 0-2. The Stars are definitely in trouble as they round the midway point and head into the second half of the season. For the New Jersey Generals, they sit atop the standings of the North Division at 2-2, coming off of last week's loss to the 4-0 New Orleans Breakers. But for the Generals, they are the opposite of the Stars. They've been able to run the ball. They've been able to open holes. They've been able to protect the quarterback when he's dropped back to pass. And most importantly, the defense has been able to establish a pass rush and get to the quarterback. The return of Trey Williams to the Generals lineup has reunited him with Darius Victor and reestablished the Generals' thunder and lightning attack from a year ago. We saw it a week ago when Trey Williams exploded for a couple of long runs, something that we had not seen in complement to Darius Victor in weeks 1 and 2. This bodes well for New Jersey, who are taking on a Stars defense that was gashed just a couple of weeks ago by the Houston Gamblers for 244 rushing yards, including 134 and 3 touchdowns from Mark Thompson. The Stars' problems can be boiled down to two specific areas defensively. They're near the bottom of the table in the USFL in points allowed and in yards allowed, giving up nearly 26 points a week and 320 yards every week to their opponents. These are two areas that the Generals must take advantage of. And by that, I mean close out their red zone opportunities by scoring touchdowns instead of relying on Nick Skiba's legs, and to also establish some long drives. They failed to do that a week ago against New Orleans with many three and outs. They cannot have three and outs against Philadelphia. They need to run the ball. They need to control the clock, and they need to rack up the yardage by stringing together drives which result in points. Should they be able to accomplish that, they will be able to keep this battered Stars defense on their heels. With Coach Riley essentially telling us last week in the post-game press conference that he doesn't see the need to run a 2QB system this year, it's DeAndre Johnson's job the rest of the way. And that's a good thing because it will allow him to continue to develop his chemistry with his wide receivers. And we're beginning to see that. There was the completion to Cam Echols' looper last week, which resulted in the long touchdown. And we see Alonzo Moore now starting to get a little bit more action and making some big grabs as he and DeAndre Johnson start to link up. In addition to developing continued and further chemistry with his wide receivers, the other reason I like Coach Riley's decision to stick with DeAndre Johnson as his sole QB for the rest of the season is that it eliminates this constant shuffling of quarterbacks in and out of the game. They were never able to establish a personality or gain any rhythm over the first 2 weeks of the season. The Generals' multifaceted attack is going to be a challenge for the Stars' defense. So to speak with us about what they may be able to do to slow the Generals down is their defensive star and leader, Channing Stribling. Channing, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to be here.
Glad to have you on, Channing. Thanks for being here with us today. Let's get right to it. DeAndre Johnson brings a skill set to quarterback that no other USFL QB possesses, the ability to run and keep you off balance as a defense, while at the same time having the ability to stretch the field with his arm. So how do you as a defense prepare for that kind of dynamic?
Mainly just recognize tendencies. With Coach Riley, he kind of has this a certain package that he has with certain guys, especially with quarterbacks. So just kind of pick up tendencies. Like you said, you know, they're a good team. They do good things, very versatile. So just picking up tendencies and just, you know, figuring those things out will work best for us.
You do have experience defending the Generals, having faced them three times last year. But when you face that question mark of will DeAndre hand off the ball, throw the ball, or run with the ball, is it confusion that it causes for the defense? Are you just off balance, or is it a read and react kind of scenario? How do you handle that when it's always an option?
Sort of off balance, because they do have an inside running attack, and plus they have the jet sweep too. And then, you know, the jet sweep, fake jet sweep, the fake dive with you know, quarterback boot or maybe a screen. So they do a lot of good things, just, you know, manipulating what they're trying to show versus what they're trying to do. So
it's been a bit of a rough start for the Stars offensively and defensively. How's the vibe and the mood in the locker room, Channing?
Just still the same focus. Just making sure that, you know, we're still on track to what we want to accomplish. Just kind of locking in. Just fine tuning a lot of things that these games are showing for us. So I think just the main thing is just making sure that, you know, we keep the main thing. Just kind of move forward.
The Stars offense has struggled to put together sustained drives through this first part of the season, Channing. How much pressure does that put on you as a defense when you're continuously asked to make stops?
I think they both go hand in hand. The offense is not, you know, doing well, puts pressure on us, but, you know, we're not doing well, puts pressure on the offense too. With our team, we feed off energy of each other. So there's not any energy on both ends or any other end, then, you know, it's kind of hard for us to get going, but I think just making sure, like I said, keeping the main thing, and just trying to introduce a little bit more offensively and defensively, just more of the physicality part and just locking in on techniques and things like that, it would be good.
The Stars got off to a slow start last year before you started to turn things around right about this time of the season. So it's not without precedent. It certainly can be done.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we keep saying that we've been here before. So there's not any panic or anything. So just trying to figure out what needs to be done. We got it done last year, so we'll do the same thing.
Channing, good luck tomorrow. We will speak to you again as the season moves on.
All right. Thank you.
Channing Stribling, our guest on Generally Speaking. Before we head to break, let's hear from Generals coach Mike Riley.
We got a question from Fox Sports New Jersey. It's last week, the team committed several costly and inopportune penalties, including two unnecessary roughness flags that wiped out big plays. What do you as a coaching staff need to do to try and fix those preventable flags?
Well, what we do all the time is talk about those plays that are preventable. And that if we control those plays and don't get those penalties, then we've got a much better chance to win. And the question is exactly right. It took us out of scoring opportunities. We might have missed the chance to kick at least two field goals, but maybe even score two touchdowns, and it was a three-point game we lost by. So there's a lot of things to look back on with that game and say, man, this could make a difference.
When Generally Speaking returns, it's Toby time. Generals defensive leader Toby Johnson joins us in his weekly spot right here on Generally Speaking to talk about the matchup with the Philadelphia Stars in Detroit tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to Generally Speaking on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. Welcome back to Generally Speaking, the New Jersey Generals pregame show for week 5 as we get you ready on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM and 1450 AM for the Generals' visit to Detroit to take on the Philadelphia Stars. And you know what time it is now. It is Toby time, and we welcome the Generals' defensive leader, Toby Johnson, to Generally Speaking. Toby, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much. It's always great to have you with us. Tough game last week against New Orleans. You guys were right there with them, and you held them right to the very end to 20 points. It's usually a game that the offense finds a way to win.
Yeah. You know, we just got to start better on both sides of the ball. Giving up, you know, two touchdowns that early in the game, even on the defense side of the ball, they're just not like us. You know, just small mistakes, not nothing too crazy, too big. Just little tweaks in the first half that we made in the second half that, you know, cost us a game, I feel like. Can't do nothing about it now. This week we're looking forward to, you know, getting out to the quarterback, our D line, and, you know, our just defense and as a whole, you know, we just ready to play and bounce back from that win. Hopefully, you know, this week our offense start a little more faster, being that you know, Philly kind of struggle in the run game, you know. With us being so good in the run game, I feel like we're gonna be able to start a little earlier than we did this past week.
Yeah, and speaking of Philadelphia's struggles, Toby, a lot of those are centered around their offensive line. They've been unable to open holes for the running game or get a push. Been unable to protect Case Cookus. He's been running for his life, and with the way you guys have been bringing the pass rush, I would imagine that you're scheming to come at him from all different angles.
Like I said, we're really licking our chops, ready to put it on our back as a defensive line. As a front seven, just total, and as a defense, you know, our DB's been doing a great job, you know, holding, covering these guys, man. You know, a lot of our sacks coming from cover sacks too. Like, we making good moves and getting out the quarterback and crushing him a lot of times, but the old DB's been doing their job too. So I'm just looking forward to us working as a unit, having a complete game here today.
When you face a team like Philly is struggling from an offensive line standpoint, Toby, do you guys create a specific scheme to take advantage of some of the glaring weaknesses in the line, say where like a second stringer might be playing or something like that?
You know, football is about matchups. I wouldn't say we come at them just this game, this one particular game. I feel like every week we come in with a scheme, try to scheme up certain guys along their offense or send, you know, matchups, put certain guys over certain guys to create matchup problems. And I feel like this week we got a great game plan and we just looking forward to it, man. You know, they only returning, I think, two guys on the O-line, the center and the left tackle, I think. But, yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
Well, it's a big matchup. It's the midway point of the USFL season. A win for the Generals would be the third division win of the year and put you in a great position to use the second half of the season to solidify a playoff spot. Toby, good luck tomorrow. We will speak to you again next week.
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate you every single week you come on with us too. Toby Johnson of the New Jersey Generals. A couple of other guys on the defensive side for New Jersey that we need to show a little love to. First of all, it's linebacker Chris Orr. The guy has 41 tackles and he leads the USFL. And DeJuan Hines has also been all over the place defensively for New Jersey. He's fifth in the league with tackles. He has 30. Shalom Luwani finally getting his first interception a week ago against New Orleans, and he was flying all over the place, making some big hits and tackles. It's good to see him doing his thing. These three guys are so important to the Generals' success defensively. And let's hear it for Paris Ford. Paris Ford with 10 tackles last week. His game has really elevated, and for a guy who's not a starter, he's certainly making a strong case to get into that starting lineup. As far as the Generals game against the Stars tomorrow, it's going to be a pretty simple formula. If they establish the run, if they are able to get to the quarterback, they are going to win this game. It's plain and simple. These are two teams heading in different directions, and the Generals are the one that's going up. Let's get you ready for the rest of the Week 5 schedule. The opening game of the USFL slate for the midway point of the season takes place in Detroit, where the Michigan Panthers are hosting the Pittsburgh Ballers. And to help us with that game, we bring in our Detroit Hub correspondent, Jake Ball of the Pro Football Newsroom. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Jake, the Panthers are halfway through a four straight home game stretch, and they're still looking for that first win. Do they have what it takes this week against one of the league's top, if not the best, defense?
They'll have to figure something out on offense if they expect to.
They haven't been able to protect the quarterback that well. What can they do from an offensive line standpoint against a defense that gets to the quarterback better than almost anybody?
They'll have to employ something like some quick passes or maybe even activate Berrier for this weekend and let him run around the backfield a little bit.
It would be interesting to see Berrier run around with the ball. However, they do have capable guys to run with the ball. However, does Reggie Corbin and Stevie Scott have the ability to break a big game against a tight defense like Pittsburgh's?
If there are any duel in the league to do that, it would be these two.
Jake, from a defensive standpoint, the Panthers have done a pretty good job of getting to the quarterback themselves, but the Maulers have a very mobile quarterback in Troy Williams. So what happens if he breaks free?
I think you'll see a repeat of the New Jersey game from a couple of weeks ago if they're not able to contain him.
So you're talking about seeing big gains by the QB and an inability to prevent a big play.
Yeah, I see more of the same.
It would be a rough go for the Panthers, Jake, if they come out of this four straight game homestand without a win. It would be a crushing blow to their season.
It would certainly make playoffs a bit more difficult, absolutely.
This is a must win, as far as I'm concerned, for this Michigan team, Jake.
Agreed.
We'll see how it all plays out. Have a great day and enjoy the games.
Thank you.
Jake Ball from the Pro Football Newsroom. The nightcap on Saturday takes place in Birmingham, where the Houston Gamblers and the Birmingham Stallions link up for a matchup that just a couple of weeks ago seemed like it was already predetermined. But things have changed in a rapid amount of time, haven't they, Pro Football Newsroom's Luke Miller?
They absolutely have. The Stallions lost, which not a lot of people saw coming after the season they had last year and the start they got up to this year. And the Gamblers haven't lost in a couple weeks after a rough beginning to the season. They've just been getting hotter and hotter week by week. So we're looking like we're going to have a really competitive game on Saturday.
Yeah, the Gamblers, let's start with them. They've really turned things around, Luke, after looking like they were dead in the water, to start lighting things up offensively and even finding some defense against the Stars last week.
Yeah, they looked excellent. I mean, I don't know how they could have looked any better last week. Mark Thompson at running back has just been amazing for them. What he's been able to do, 134 yards and three touchdowns last week. I mean, those are video game type numbers. And then they've got a great receiving core, and their quarterback, Kenji Bahar, has really been kind of settling into his own. He had six interceptions the first 2 weeks, and I think only one in the past week or two. And so really finally kind of settling into the offense, seeing the field really well, making good decisions, and they are firing on all cylinders right now.
Now, I was just about to point to Bahar's increased care with the football. Let's talk about the Stallions now. They had a great win on the road against the Maulers on Sunday night. Alex Magoo just doing some amazing things with the ball, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got off to a rough start. You know, two interceptions and two plays early on, back-to-back bad throws that led to giving the ball right back to the Maulers. But the defense was able to keep them out of the end zone and give the offense a little bit more space to work with, a little more breathing room. And finally, Magoo got into a rhythm that we've seen him get into at other points this year. Had some really kind of Houdini-like, acrobatic, creative plays that were incredibly impressive, running the ball, passing the ball, avoiding would-be tacklers, people trying to sack him. So he had certainly had his kind of Patrick Mahomes moment, and would be looking to create some more of that magic this weekend.
Second place on the line in Birmingham. Luke, the final game of the weekend is also in Birmingham, where the Memphis Showboats, who finally got in the win column a week ago, visit the 4-0 New Orleans Breakers, who shut down a pretty decent Generals team.
Yeah, great performance by Memphis last week. Really impressive win on the road against Michigan. The unfortunate news for them is that coming off of that win, instead of being able to build momentum against an easy team, they're going to have to go up against the best team in the league. It's going to be a tough assignment for them this weekend.
They have been good defensively, the Showboats. At least they were last week, so maybe they can carry some of that and hope to limit McLeod, Bethel, Thompson, Wes Hills, and company.
Absolutely. They got a lot of pressure on the quarterback up in Michigan. They're able to do some different things, force turnovers, be opportunistic, certainly look to reproduce that again against the Breakers. The bad news is the Breakers' offense, if they are anything, they are not one-dimensional. They can beat you through the air. They can beat you on the ground. They've got all kinds of playmakers. They're really firing all cylinders. So it's going to be a tough, tough job for the Showboats to try and slow them down.
Yeah, and the Breakers defense finally showed exactly what we knew they were capable of a week ago against New Jersey by keeping the Generals mostly into a series of three and outs. So for the Memphis offense, now led by Cole Kelly, who had a pretty good game a week ago, still have a pretty tall order on Sunday.
Absolutely. The Memphis offense has been looking better and better by week. They finally found their man at quarterback, so they've got some potential to put up some points against the Breakers defense that has given up points at time. But they did have a great week last week. We've got some incredible players. Linebacking core is two really solid guys with Vontae Diggs and Gerard Fernandez, and they've, you know, really been great leaders for this team, have the defense playing really well. So, again, it's not going to get any easier for the Showboats this week.
It's going to be very interesting, Luke. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Looking forward to it.
We've got a few extra minutes here on Generally Speaking, so why don't we take a look at the USFL standings. In the North Division, it's the Generals and the Panthers, both at 2-2. New Jersey, of course, with the tiebreaker edge because of their win against the Panthers at Ford Field a couple of weeks ago. The Panthers trending downward. They've lost two straight, and both of those at home, and they've lost an opportunity to capitalize on a four-game stretch at home. They've got to come up with two wins in a row now just to break even for the month-long ride at Ford Field. The Maulers at 1-3, just another hard luck loss last week against Birmingham when they had the lead late. And you just wonder how many more punches to the gut a talented team like this can take. They seem to have themselves in good spirits, however, so I'm not yet counting the Maulers out. After all, they're just a game out of a playoff spot. For the Stars at the bottom of the table in the USFL North Division, they're sitting at 1-3, and it does not look like things are going to get much better with six games remaining. In the South, we've got quite an interesting race. The Breakers are 4-0, and they've beaten the Stallions, who are 3-1, with these two scheduled to meet again near the end of the season. It looked like they were going to run away with the division, but now here come the Gamblers with two straight wins and lighting up the scoreboard all of a sudden to get within distance of that playoff spot. The Showboats at 1-3 round out the USFL standings in the South Division. And despite their win a week ago, I'm having a hard time seeing the Showboats climb out of last place and improving by very much their 1-3 record. That's it for this week's edition of Generally Speaking. Make sure you catch the game tomorrow at noon on NBC. And we are back next Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 a.m. We will get you ready for the Generals' trip to Memphis to take on the Houston Gamblers next Sunday, May 21st. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at NJ_Generals for all the news and notes about the Generals, and also visit our YouTube channel at USFL Today and set your notifications so you never miss a program. Enjoy the games, everybody. We'll see you next week.